It's the middle of the night and you still can't get to sleep. You are tossing, you are turning, and you're thinking, will slumber ever come upon this weary head? And then you wander over to the computer. Now, most sleep health specialists would say the computer is not the thing to help you get a little bit of shut eye. However, if you peruse the internet, you might come across a video that is all geared around a new kind of discovery, even though it's been around forever. It's called the Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's known as a relaxing, tingly sensation that starts at the bottom of the head. It's a little bit like mummy tickling your scalp underneath your hair. It works its way down the spine and limbs, and it is apparently very relaxing. Well, it's spawned an industry all of its own, and joining you on the wireless is Emma, aka Whispers Red. That's how you will find her on YouTube. She is an autonomous sensory meridian responseist. Good morning to you, Emma.
Hello, Libby.
What is an autonomous sensory meridian responseist? Making videos to help put people to sleep in a very creative kind of sensual way, in actual fact.
People call us ASM artists as well, because some of the videos are quite artistic, I suppose. I don't really know what to call myself, but I do speak very quietly and I use sounds and I help people to sleep and I help people to feel calm and comfortable.
How did you find this way of expressing your art? Because normally an artist wouldn't want to put people to sleep. You'd want to compel them to engage. But you film yourself. Well, explain how you would create one of these amazing pieces of content.
I have a shed in my garden and I spend hours and hours filming myself pretending to be a hairdresser or a doctor or just do something to the camera, so it would be a personal attention, so I can pretend to give you a massage or a facial, and it's very lovely to feel as though someone's doing that to you, but you're in the comfort of your own home, maybe in your pajamas in bed and you're nice and warm. It just creates that nice feeling. It makes you feel very calm and very cared for and secure, and it's just a lovely feeling. Some people who get the tingly feeling called ASMR enjoy the videos for that reason, because the sounds and the attention and the sound of my voice gives them the feeling. But then some people watch them who don't experience the feeling, and they just enjoy having sound on in the background to help them to sleep, or they enjoy watching something that helps them focus so it clears their mind so that they can fall asleep quickly and have a deeper sleep because they don't fall asleep thinking about what they have to do the next day.
Can you tell me what sorts of sounds work to relax people like this?
Oh, all kinds of sounds work for all kinds of different people. We all have our own triggers. I really like the sound of nails tapping on things, wooden things. I have a nice wooden bowl and I like to make sounds with that. I like the sound of the rain. I like the sound of hair brushing. All kinds of different things.
Can you demonstrate? Do you have anything nearby?
Yes, I have some paper. You see, the ASMR response, the tingles, can happen when you listen to someone reading a book. So they're turning the pages and maybe tapping on the pages or something. So if I tap on the... But turning pages and tapping on books and tapping on things, it's all very nice and relaxing.
How did you hear about ASMR?
Well, I had a car accident. I was run over by a car and I had several operations. And when all of the operations were done, I was dealing with the mental after effects and I was really struggling to sleep. And I've always had a very busy mind and found it very difficult to fall asleep quickly. So I used to have podcasts on in the background, and then I found ASMR videos, and it just completely changed my life, because then I realized that there was a name for this feeling that I've experienced for the whole of my life, something that's been very special to me, but something I've not been able to talk about to people. So I started making videos just to join in the community, and it kind of took off from there, really.
It's like a very caring meditation guide, but doing it with audio and, well, there's meaning behind the audio, isn't there? Because you're actually speaking words.
That's right. I try not to say too much, but sometimes I feel as though I know the people who are watching, and I've been doing it for so long now that I've developed relationships with people that watch the videos. I know them quite well. We talk on Twitter and other social media, so I understand their lives, and so sometimes I will pop in a little message into the video or talk about something that's relevant to me that I know is relevant to other people, and it kind of gets the conversation going, really. And there are lots of people that are a lot more self-aware because they watch ASMR videos, and we talk about important things, really. Important things like it's okay to be a sensitive person, it's okay to feel. In fact, it's better to feel and to sense everything around you and to really notice everything around you and to start to appreciate what you have rather than feeling as though you need something else all the time. So when you see a video of someone tapping on something maybe quite small, like a little pot or something, maybe you have lots of pots at home and you don't think much of them, but when you watch someone talking about their pot and how beautiful it is and all the different colours around it and how it sounds in all the different places, you start to realise there's value in that one thing. So it really does teach us quite a lot on the side. You know, you kind of realise a few things later on once you've watched a few videos. You think, oh, actually, yeah, it's not quite as simple as it looks.
Is there any study and science behind this that you've dropped yourself into to make yourself a better practitioner of the craft or art?
There are lots of research projects happening at the moment. If you were to go on to a website called ASMR University, all of the information is on there, and there are even studies for people to take part in. We've had one published paper, as far as I know so far, but it takes a long time for a paper to be published, so there are others in the making.
I've read comments from people on these videos, and they say that the concept of ASMR is like starbursts in their head, or the body loosens like drinking wine, or
yes,
it's like a euphoric release. And the popularity is undeniable. 127,000 subscribers to the ASMR subreddit, 19 million results on Google if you do a search. Most people using are looking for it around about 10:30 at night across the world, across different time zones. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's this extraordinary confluence of neuroscience and technology and art, an interesting mingling of different...
It's amazing.
Areas.
Yeah, it brings all those things together. I find that fascinating because it's something that's so natural and something that we've obviously experienced as human beings for a very, very long time. But now we have the digital age and connect with each other and talk about it, and it becomes more real, and we notice it more about ourselves. We're becoming a lot more self-aware because we're using the internet to connect to each other. So it brings art, like you say, it brings art, technology and nature into one whole space, and it's really fascinating to me, and I'm really excited to see where it goes, really.
I'm speaking with Emma, who goes by the name of Whispers Red on her ASMR channel. She's an ASM artist, autonomous sensory meridian response creator of content. And this whole area of technology meets art meets neuroscience meets magic is, well, it is kind of, because it's just that area that no one quite gets yet, but obviously for some people has an extraordinary response. It's the system of creating almost benign sounds that calm people and actually create a physical response. So should people be wondering, Emma, if they are experiencing ASMR, could you describe the feeling for us, please?
For me, it's a very sparkly and warm feeling that starts in the crown of my head, and it creeps very slowly down the back of my neck and runs down my back, and if I'm very lucky, down my arms too. If I'm having a facial or someone's playing with my hair or drawing on my back, it goes all the way down to my legs, and I'm in complete relaxation. It's almost as though I just don't want to move. My body becomes very heavy and in a comfortable way, and I just feel completely relaxed. And it's so unusual these days to feel so relaxed because our minds are so busy, but my mind just completely stops and I'm pure stillness, and it's really, really nice.
Pure stillness is a beautiful way of describing it. Is it is it something that can be a business for you? Is it a commercial enterprise, Emma?
So when you have a YouTube channel, they play adverts at the start of your video. And once you sign up to be monetized, they call it, then if you have over a certain views, then they start to pay you a percentage of the advertising. It goes up and down each month, but the busier your channel is and the more often you upload and that kind of thing, the more income you get. So it takes a very long time to build up any kind of money that's helpful towards your household or anything that you could call a steady income. The longer you do it, the more it can become a job. But I really understand now that you really have to love it so much and work so, so hard.
Well, it's been wonderful to speak with you this morning. We know that there are studies going on at universities in England as we speak, mm-hmm. particularly at the Dartmouth University. Mm-hmm. And if you could just soothe us on into our next song, I'd be really grateful, Emma.
So now I'm going to give you a nice facial. And after that, we'll start on your hair and maybe give you a hairbrush. And if I just have a little look in my menu here, you can tell me which creams you would like me to use on your face. I have some lovely oils. This is my menu. There you go. Hopefully you're asleep by now.
It's almost like sleep porn, isn't it? It's so sensual. You must have thought that in your darker moments.
Oh, dear.
Emma, thank you so much for joining us. Emma's YouTube channel is Whispers Red. She's an ASM artist. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response is the name of the technique that we've explored this morning. When you're looking for balance, sleep is important wherever you may go looking for it. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.